Hi everyone, Tracy Holloway here. It's exciting, isn't it? I can feel you all buzzing with anticipation. Here we are, the Rebirth Gateway 2012. We've just done the French broadcast. Sophie translated for me. It was fantastic. I can see that some of you have called in that just did the French broadcast and now you're coming across to the English one. You're going to be cooking after this. There are so many people tuned in tonight. It's absolutely amazing. What wonderful people you are. What amazing energy you have. It's an absolute delight to be here with you this evening. It does feel momentous. It feels like that moment we've all waited for. And so it is. We're here, connected, together. I loved seeing the pictures of Finland a moment ago and how beautiful it is there. And just knowing that each and every one of you has your own life going on, your own journey. And that journey with its various ups and downs and all the different things you've experienced has brought you to this point, to this moment in time, to this connection with us all. That you've been called forth. That you followed your intuition and it's brought us to this very moment. I'm so excited to be sharing this energetic transmission with you at this time. It feels really powerful to know that so many people really do care. And not only that they care, that they're prepared to take time out at this very busy time of year, to take time out and make the space for this transformation to occur. We're all at different phases, different points, different things going on in our lives. And so just take this moment to just come into your center fully. I know that some of you will be with us tomorrow physically. We're going to be at Avebury in the morning. We're going to be in Bristol in the evening. We're going to be continuing to ground these energies. And so for those of you that can join with us at either one or both of those times, then that'll be amazing. But for all the rest of you gathered across the globe, what we're creating tonight is this network of light energy transmission, which is going to continue to support not only each of you as an individual, but it's going to support the transitionary period of the Earth's ascension and the rebirth into this whole new world, the whole new level of consciousness that humanity is evolving into. And this is the gateway moment for that. And so I ask you just to take your place, to come into your heart, to take a moment just to breathe, to focus. Whatever you've been doing today, whatever things have been going on, just let all of that go and just come fully into this moment now. Just take a few nice deep easy breaths just to focus you and anchor you into your body, into this moment. There's a great deal that we'll be sharing tonight. The words, as I've said so many times, aren't important. It's the energy transmission that you'll be receiving that's important. We're going to make the space for that. Creating the space all around you, a lovely, clear, heart-centered space. As you drop deeper into the breath, into that moment of relaxation, just centering yourself. I'd like to take a moment just to thank each and every one of you for being here. And I'd like each and every one of you to take a moment to thank yourselves. To just acknowledge that you've arrived, that this is it, that you're here, that you made it against all odds. Because it can feel like that sometimes, can't it? And you've got up over and over again, no matter how much life has pushed you down, no matter how many challenges you've been presented with. You've taken back your power. Though that may have been difficult, but you've done it. You've taken back your power and you've got up and you've stood strong for who you are and what's important for you. And that's the space you're holding today. As you have your feet firmly anchored in the ground, and even if you're lying down, that's okay. You can just imagine yourself taking that stand with that stance, that kind of stamping your feet firmly on the ground with that I am presence. I am here. I am. And bring that heart energy into that grounded moment of I am presence. And feel how wonderful that is. To take your place. To know that it's your place. Allow your heart energy to expand all around you, enveloping you. Calling you to open more fully, express more deeply that loving you, that you of you. That wonderful child of the universe, all that you are, the magnificence, the beauty, the wonder, the joy. Celebrate your greatness right here and right now. And observe yourself doing so. As you take back your power more fully than ever before, grounding it, acknowledging that not only are you here, but you're here connected with all of these other wonderful people, that you are not alone, that those days are long gone, and that this is a whole new phase. A phase of connection, sharing, community, collaboration, coming together as one. Imagine you can just hold the hand of the person next to you. Whether that's someone that you know, or just some loving being of light. Just get a sense of who's around you in our space that we're creating together across this globe on this magnificent day. Feel into that space and allow your hand to touch the hand and hold the hand of the person to the right of you. You may be able to smile at that person, see them smile back. You may catch that look in their eyes and you may know who they are. Or maybe they're someone that you're meeting for the first time. The person to the left. And then the person next to them, and the person next to them. And just start to sense all of these people, all connected together, holding hands, creating one unified field of energy. You centered in your own presence, your own moment of power. And each and every one of them centered too. Anchoring the light of the heart, grounding it fully. Just see how far this circle of light stretches. These hands holding one another. Take your time. You may be surprised just how far this circle spreads. You may get a sense that it almost feels as if it never ends. You are part of this light energy transmission, this circle, this place of power. Acknowledge yourself and be acknowledged by each and every other being standing present here and now. You have been called and you have taken your place and you are here to shine this light at this time. There is so much gratitude and appreciation for the place that you hold, for the space that you create and for the connection that you make through your heart center. Allowing your heart and the heart of each and every other being present in this moment. Every heart connecting as one. One heart. Allow yourself to expand your awareness to feel that heart. To expand your awareness so much that you can get a sense of the power that that heart holds. You are that heart. That heart is you. And you are one with each and every other being here present at this moment. This is the gateway, and you are a key, as well as being the gateway in its entirety. You bring with you specific coded information, and that's why you're called here at this time, to allow that coded information to be released. And for a new frequency of energy to be brought forth. This activation sequence will come to you in a way that's unique to you and will continue to guide you, bringing you all the support, the love, the nourishment and the nurturing that you require. There may have been so many times in your life where you've been challenged to such an extent that you've wondered what it's all about. Why me? Why this? What's the point? The collective consciousness has been moving through this energy for quite some time, this density, this struggle, this suffering, the old world, And gently, gently, bit by bit, people are waking up. Waking up to knowing that it doesn't have to be that way. Becoming conscious of a better way. Becoming attuned to a more loving way that feels true to the heart at the deepest possible level. Something that makes sense, that gives purpose. This sense of heart intelligence is growing and expanding within you day by day now. As you awaken further to your purpose, to your presence, to your point of reference, and the energy that you bring to each and every moment. You can bring the energy of the old world. You can worry, you can stress, you can fear, you can moan. You can judge, you can begrudge. You can feel guilty, you can doubt, you can hate. None of those things serve you. None of those things serve the collective evolution of consciousness. They're just old programs of the mind. Get caught in a loop and continue to go round and round until you decide, until you make the choice, until you take the power to decide that no more of that is required for you in your life, and you let go. You let go of that way of thinking, you let go of that way of being, and you stand tall in the I Am presence. One with all, and you assert your magnificence as a creator of a new world, a world that's being born within you, within every moment that you're attuned to the higher frequency of the empowered heart and the richness that it brings. There is a choice, old world or the new, the old paradigm or the new, the old you or the new. Of course, consciously you know that you want to move and evolve, yet sometimes the unconscious processes can keep us stuck for a while. And that's why these activation times that you're experiencing now will help to really shift things as you come together as one, joining hearts, aligning throughout this great cosmos. You're remembering. You're the light workers of the new earth, and you've heard your call. Called forth to take your place at this time. You do remember, don't you? You remembered that you said you'd come. I know you forgot all those times when you were wondering what the point is and whether there was any purpose in this world at all other than destruction and war. But you know that deeper sense that keeps making you get back up and face yourself and face the world and renew yourself again and again, shedding all of those layers, shedding the mistrust, shedding the doubt, shedding the confusion until you can reemerge. That metamorphosis has been taking place for quite some time. Some of you have wondered what you might become. Once you've let go of all that stuff that no longer serves you, will you know who you are? Will you lose sense of your form completely and just disappear into the nothingness? It's been some strange times. So much has been released. And there's still space and time to release some more. That's the power of transformation at this time in our human history. Is that the energy transmission is calling us forth to just keep letting go. As each one of us individually is responsible for letting go of the old world within us. The density of the old coded information that has structured humanity's consciousness and created the world in which we live currently. The world that's falling apart in all those different ways. And we start to get a glimpse here and there to start with of what's possible when there is love and peace and unity. And that starts to grow as our hearts connect more fully with it and our minds expand through its potential. We start to see what's possible. We start to envisage, we start to create, start to look forward instead of looking back. This gateway moment is a turning point because from this day forward, you will not want to keep looking back anymore. You will stand fully in your I Am presence and you will look forward. You will be present to the moment, facing forward. You are a multidimensional being. You can be in all places at one time, see the overall picture. And yet the mind plays this trick of either wanting to look back or wanting to look forward. Looking back no longer serves you. Looking back engages with the old paradigm and keeps it creating yet more of the same. And so as you turn your back on what has been, acknowledging it for having brought you to this place of presence, you can start to disengage with all the thought forms or the feelings associated with it and start to create in a unified flow with a much bigger picture. A picture that we all share. One where there's love and peace, care and consideration. How about considering that for a moment now? Turning your back on where you've been. And instead, awakening fully to what could be. Starting to expand your mind and your powerful creative faculty. To start to envisage a world where all beings live as one, where there is no separation, where there is love, where there is truth, where there is openness and sincerity. People close down so much because of fear. We can close our door on that way of being. And instead start opening the door of our heart to each and every person that we meet. To start to see them in a new light. So that they have the opportunity too to awaken to a new world. start to see things differently. Open their minds to a bigger picture. Take a moment just to relax more deeply. If you haven't done so already, you can just close your eyes. Just sinking more deeply into this moment, into this space, into this light energy transmission, all beings everywhere, together as one. Hands held. Hearts connected as one heart. Just be in that moment fully. Feel the expansion. Feel the power. The power we have when we come together. It's without limits. It's unstoppable. Just sense into that space. Sense deep into yourself. Sense and know that you are all of these beings, that you are in all of these places, that we are one. You are receiving an activation. This is a powerful gateway moment. There is specific sequences of coded information coming to you at this time, bridging the gap between the old world and the new. Resolving the separation between the old you and the new. Resolving the conflict between the shadow self and the light being that you are. Allowing all of this to be brought into the light of this present moment, so that everything that no longer serves you can be released. And all of the coded information that you brought forth to release at this time is now delivered through this gateway. There have been certain things that you've struggled with that you've not been able to let go of until this specific time. And that's because the coded information that you carried, the density, some of the challenges that you faced were needed as anchor points for this specific gateway. And that's why you've been called to deliver these. This helps to anchor this gateway fully into the earth, so as the collective imprints that are shared by others can find a place to be released now more easily, more quickly than ever before. And so we thank you for bringing this coded information to this particular gateway at this specific time. You may not know what these particular codes are. It doesn't matter. You may sense that there's been something that you haven't been able to let go of, no matter how hard you've tried, and that's probably what these are. And so these codes are now being dropped as anchor points, to open the gateway so as other people that hold these frequencies of this lower vibration can also let go. And that these collective imprints can be released. And that these similar struggles and difficulties and challenges no longer need to be experienced. That we've evolved through these experiences, can be grateful for them, but now no longer need them at this point of change. You're being guided to let go of these now. And you can do so easily. As you let go of the old codes, new awakened codes of information come through to you. These are highly evolved sequences. These help to bring light to yourself, to others, to the place in which you exist, to those places where you go, and to this gateway of light as a whole. You are anchoring in these new frequencies. An activation is now being received. Bringing in the new codes. As beings of light, there is much you know. And you're learning to access this intelligence further, being guided by this greater wisdom. And over the coming days and weeks ahead, you will open further to the power and potential that you have when you hold this space of light. You can connect with all these other people. These wonderful beings of light. You can connect to them at any time, at any moment. And this gateway that we're creating at this time will be with you always. And so just allow yourself in this moment to know in truth that this portal, this space, this place of awakened presence is the gateway through which the new earth is born. The new earth is being born within you as you make those choices, as you become the change, as you transform your own life and awaken to the power that you have. So you gently bring this new world forth. New earth. Resonating at the frequency of the empowered heart. Bringing humanity together to live as one. Access this gateway of truth now as you open your heart more fully. To the memories that you have of saying that you will be in service at this time. Serving the overall shift in consciousness. Serving as a space holder, a gatekeeper. A bridge builder, loving heart, warm embrace, a gentle kindness, or a smiling face. whatever you've said you'll come to do at this time, all of those things will flow naturally, intuitively, and you'll feel supported to unlock within you the new you, the super you. So much more in your power than ever before. So much more relaxed. Less striving, less stress. More just letting go and allowing and trusting. Trusting in the bigger picture. Trusting that there is a place for you. That you belong in your entirety, and that as you take your place, know that it's yours. You haven't got to fight anyone else for it. You haven't got to compete. Someone isn't going to get there first and take it from you. It's yours. It's always been yours. And all that's asked is that you're yourself. And that even when you feel that you can't be yourself, you're learning how to be yourself. Learning to trust that you will be received, that you will be loved. Just for being you. Wouldn't you love to think that each and every other person here could shine their light? Shine their light so bright. Would you just love to hold a space for each and every one of them to shine so brightly? How about you do that now? That you hold that space for each and every one of them, as each and every one of them holds that space for you. That we hold the space collectively for every other being to be of their light vibration and harness that power right here and now, awakening to that and letting it shine. Let it shine. Let it fill the heart of the earth with such love, with such devotion, with such gratitude. See the heart of the earth receiving all of that light. That light of each and every one of you shining brightly and supporting each other to do so. The heart of the earth opens so fully to that awakened moment of presence. To see all of her beautiful children being who they came here to be. Proud mother. Heart open, enveloping all. She is transformed by your love. This light that you shine, that draws that light from the earth's heart. Connects to the heart of this great cosmos, transmitting and receiving this powerful light energy transmission throughout this cosmos. This great galactic space filled with light, filled with your light. You have so much light. You can allow it to expand out into the far reaches of forever, into eternity. There is no end. There is no limit. Your light cannot be and will never be diminished. And so just play with that for a moment. Just see how far it stretches and know that each and every other being in this moment is encouraging and supporting you to do that. As you encourage and support each of them, knowing that you are one great luminous being, shining bright, shining everywhere. This is the power of this moment. This is the gateway. This is the opening. See that you have a key. Hold it in your hand. This key that you hold holds within it everything you need to birth yourself into a new world and to birth the new earth through your presence, through your love, through being you. Sense your key and ask your key to share with you everything you need to know right now. Your key might speak or give you images or take you on a journey or somehow give you a sense of knowing. It may provide an energy transmission. It may bring you further information while you sleep tonight or bring you greater guidance and insight as the days go by. This key is yours. This key is the key that you've brought to the gateway at this time. You can take this key now into your heart, into that pure heart space. And as this activation comes in, you can unlock your heart to the new frequency of the new earth. This activation is coming to you now. Listen. Listen to your heart. You're remembering. You're awakening. You're seeing and sensing more clearly than ever before. You're expanding your awareness, becoming all that you came here to be, reaching out into your multi-dimensional existence, experiencing yourself at all levels, in all places, as all beings, throughout all space and beyond time. That moment of truth, that moment of acknowledging who you are. You may have struggled to be you in the past. You may have given up on yourself at certain points in your story. Today marks the start of a whole new chapter of you. The you that you are. The you that you came here to be in truth, in heart, in love, in light, in magnificence. The you that knows how to transform the energy of this current paradigm and give birth to a whole new earth by awakening to yourself fully, to the full presence that you have as an interconnected being throughout this great cosmos, to anchor that presence fully in the physical, grounding those energies, grounding that wisdom, grounding that knowledge. This is the creation of the new earth. You are the light workers of this new earth. You are setting the stage as an energetic portal of light energy transmission, creating the space through which this creative expression can be shared, can be seen, can be known, can be voiced, can be received, can be articulated, can be created and expressed in full, not just now, but forevermore. It's time. Time to let go of everything you thought that you knew, everything that the old world taught you. Everything that the old world shaped you into, just let it all go. As simple as just shedding a skin like a snake, or a chrysalis like a butterfly. Once you know and truly know that you have no need for that anymore, you can just release the old form, release the old shape, release everything. Without losing your true essence, knowing that nothing can take that away. That is in truth who you are and what you've come here to share. All the rest of the illusory world, the different masks that you've worn, many that you've worn to protect yourself, to hide yourself, to keep yourself safe. None of these are needed anymore. You can let go of those masks once and for all. You can look round in this space and you can see that there is no room to hide, to wear a mask or to shy away, Because the beauty that you see as you look into the faces, into the eyes, into the essence of each and every other being here. It's so moving. It's what you've longed for. To see the true essence of others, so that you might at last share who you are. Stand in the light of integrity and walk forth true to yourself, to your own convictions, to those values, to that deeper knowledge and wisdom that's shared, that we all share. You have to let go. The time is now. And whatever you don't let go of at this moment, you can let go of in the next moment. Because every moment gives you the choice. When you step into your power fully, you can make the choice. A choice that's made from the heart is a choice that will transform your life. And as you learn to make each and every choice from that empowered heart place, then you will find that the choices that you make gravitate you towards others who make choices through their heart center too. And though many of these people and beings that you're connected to in light at this point in time may seem far away, there are so many people that are physically ready to come into your life and share this vision, share this love, share this unity, and share this new world. You do want to open your heart more fully, don't you? You do want to trust people, don't you? Real people in the real world, the ones you interact with on a day-to-day basis. How would it feel when you know in your heart that every connection that you have is connecting fully your essence with the essence of that other, and the knowledge that's shared between you in that moment is the knowledge that you are one, and that there is one purpose. And that is to be all that you came here to be. To ground that. To bring that through fully. To allow it to be everything that you are. And to be seen. The time of hiding has passed. The time of working alone has gone. The time of collaborating, of coming together, of working as one field of amazing, powerful, potent energy is here at last. And this day marks the start of a whole new beacon of light, empowering and enriching this earth as she transforms. This beacon of light is held by the light workers of the new earth, who hold the frequency of the empowered heart, and through doing so, they awaken. And through being so, so others awaken too. And so it is that on this day, as you remember yourself as a light worker for the new earth, and start to unlock within you what this means and what now becomes possible, so you join with others around this planet, throughout this great cosmos, sharing one heart song, a resonance, a frequency, a truth. You are receiving a powerful gateway activation. The sequence of information codes that are being brought to you now have been guided. These new codes of information have not been here at the Earth before. You are the space holders for this new frequency of information, and you will help to support the grounding of this energy transmission as you go forth from this day. You will be gently guided. You will be always supported. You will deepen your connection to yourself and to others in truth and in light, in integrity and in love, in humility. As you unite now with your brothers and sisters and receive this activation in full, so the codes of the new world are written within you, opening you to receive the guidance of how to gently birth, birthing the new you, birthing the new earth, birthing the greatness that you came here to bring, birthing the light, birthing the love. Time to awaken the power within you as you step forward at this time, as you surrender more fully to the power that you have to awaken and be true to you. So you celebrate this moment joyfully. So you are celebrated in this moment by all other beings everywhere, singing and dancing with joy that you have been called and that you heard that call and took your place, that you were ready to shine. When the time came, you showed up, and in time, from this point forward, you will continue to shine. At every moment of presence, every moment of choice, every moment when you recognize that you are here, I am here, let the light shine. And so it is at this time of this awakening, of the rebirth, of the new earth, and the you of you, with the key that you hold to transform from deep within and allow that inner light to shine more fully each and every day now. You will continue to be connected to all of these other amazing beings supporting you loving you. You are so appreciated. You are so loved. Let your light shine and know that this is the time. There is nothing else you need to do except be you. And so it is.